Hey there guys, welcome back. Today it's a beautiful overcast summer monsoon day here in Arizona. And one of the things I love about the desert this time of year, other than the rains, are the prickly pear cactus, which bear the prickly pear fruit that you see just behind me. They're unbelievably plentiful in this area of the country. Although prickly pear cactus grow most areas of the country, they just happen to thrive down here. They're readily available into the billions, and I kid you not, they're everywhere down here. And unfortunately, not enough people use them. But there's a lot of great recipes that call for prickly pears. They can be used in wines and jellies and meads, soaps, and a whole bunch of other recipes. But they do require a little bit of processing. So I'm going to show you a couple ways that I process them down here. One is kind of more of a field method, like you're hiking or hunting or doing something like that and you just want to have a quick snack. And then the other would be to process it for use in a wine or a mead or a jelly or a jam, something like that. So let me grab the camera. My sister's nice enough to come down here today and help me pick some. And then I'll show you kind of the two ways of picking them.
The first step to the field method is going to be starting with a sharpened stick. You're going to plunge this stick directly in the middle of the fruit, and this is going to give you a good solid base for which to start shaving off the little spiny hairs that grow on the outsides of these fruits. You're going to pretty much take off all of the skin because the skin's a little bit tough too. Once you get all of this done, you can eat the entire outside of this fruit. Actually, you can eat the whole fruit, but the outside is really the best tasting portion. After you shave off most of the exterior of the fruit, you'll eventually make your way towards the center where most of the seeds are. In small quantities, the seeds aren't terrible, but they're more just a nuisance and something that's hard to bite into. So what I do is I usually remove them with my knife or my finger and just scoop most of them out. You'll know when you pretty much got most of them cleaned out when you can see the stick that's in the middle. Once they're fully cleaned out, then you can pretty much eat it like a hot dog on a stick or something like that. Now, if you're looking to make a recipe for the kitchen, you're going to need volume. So your best bet is to get a buddy, a bucket, some salad tongs, and maybe some gloves and start picking away. If the pears are ripe, a simple twist with the salad tongs should take them right off with relative ease. And here's an example of just how full one of these prickly pear cactus can be. I generally like to focus on the upper portion of the plant and leave the lower portion for the coyotes and javelinas and everything else. Once you've collected all the prickly pears you can stand, now it's time to process them. I personally like to use a little fire to remove the furry spines that are those little white spots that you see. They don't look like much, but if they get in your fingers, you'll feel them for days. And if you're uncomfortable using fire in this method, you can always just use a boil and strain method, which is also very effective at mitigating the furry spines in these fruits. After all, most recipes call for the juice anyway. Once the little spots are completely black, you'll notice I can rub my finger right across them with no ill effects. At this point, they're ready to be used in your recipe or frozen for use at a future date. And if you ever wonder about what kind of wildlife we have here in the desert, let me give you a little sneak peek. Right before I got ready to film the intro to this, this is what I found. Obviously, I moved him before I filmed the intro, but where he's sitting right now was about 3 feet from where I was during the filming of the intro. Pay close attention to when I pan back with the camera, see the tree in the background and my house. Now look at the intro. just about the same spot. And believe it or not, when I was filming the field method portion of this, as indicated by the white X, that's about where I was standing. This guy happened to be taking a little snooze in the cactus as well. So as always, guys, thanks for watching, and make sure you wear your snake boots next time you're picking prickly pears. See ya!